Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to CBS Eye on Veterans. We're powered by ConnectingVets.com, your source for military veteran news and stories that affect the veteran lifestyle. I'm your host, Navy veteran Phil Briggs. Now, for the rest of the show, we're going to talk about Bigfoot and the Marine veteran we met who claims to have photographed it near his hunting stand deep in the mountains of West Virginia. Now, I first saw the story on social media, where Dave Sibrey published the Bigfoot sighting story on West Virginia Explorer Magazine's Facebook page.
I was getting ready to lay down for a nap, and across my cell phone comes a message, and it says, "I've taken a picture of a Bigfoot. Would you like to see it?" And so I was like, well, I guess I won't be taking a nap.
Dave didn't get a nap that day, but he did manage to get the picture. So before I reached out to his Bigfoot sighting source, I asked if he thought it was even possible, or was I just about to interview a lunatic?
If it's going to be seen anywhere, for my money, in the eastern U.S., it would be in an area like this. You're on the edge of the Allegheny Range, which is a mountain range that runs from right there upward through western Maryland into Pennsylvania and into New York. So they're on the edge of just hundreds of thousands of acres immediately of woodland all around them. So if something like this is going to occur, if Bigfoot is going to be able to survive, or a group of them anywhere, it would be in some place like this.
So with that, I reached out to his source.
A husband and wife living in a remote corner of Fayette County, southern West Virginia, claim that they've not only encountered a Bigfoot, but they've photographed one. But it was Billy Humphrey in the story that caught my eye. See, because Billy Humphrey's two things. He's a Marine Corps veteran, and he was also a former Bigfoot skeptic. So I knew I had to kind of reach out to him and get the whole story. So joining us now is Billy Humphrey from West Virginia. How are you, Billy?
Doing great. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. And, you know, as I said in the lead-in there, you gave me hope that this was not just one of those crazy National Enquirer stories, because you're kind of a skeptic. Before we get into the Bigfoot sighting, real quick, tell me about your time in the Marine Corps.
Was stationed in Kaneohe Bay, Hawaii. I was a 5811, 5812. I was a military police canine officer. I eventually took over as kennel master. I didn't have to do overseas or anything like that. And actually, the reason I got to stay in the States was because military police instructor told me that if I graduated with honors, he would give me duty station of choice, and I could go canine, which was what I wanted.
I like to bring up the canine background because I think it lends a little credibility to the story that we're about to talk about. Share with me how it all began with this Bigfoot sighting. I understand it took place last year, deer season.
That week, I used to take 50 pounds of apple corn. I'll throw it all over the ground, and just whatever apples and stuff I pick up when I go up the hill that falls out of our trees. And basically, I feed them to start fattening them up for the wintertime. A couple days before the picture, probably about 4 days before the picture, I noticed that the food that was lasting, you know, 4 or 5 days before we'd have to go up and throw more food was disappearing overnight.
Billy went on to talk about how unusual it was for that amount of feed to go missing. And he also shared that whatever was taking the feed was not behaving like a regular animal.
When I went back up there, my blind was crushed. We had like four bags, 50-pound bags of apple corn. We had jars of peanut butter. That stuff is gone. Not tore up, gone, and scattered everywhere. The packages, the bags, the peanut butter is gone. something physically picked them up and carried them off and crushed my blind.
So unlike an animal that would just simply kick something around or wrestle with something.
Or get rip the bags open or what? No, right. They are gone. There is no bags, no paper, no peanut butter, nothing up there now. And a bear couldn't do it. A bear couldn't, even if it tried it with its teeth and tried to pull it, it'd rip the bag apart. Whatever picked this, whatever crushed my blind, and I ain't touched it yet. I let the researchers go around. I said, if y'all want to, nothing's touched, you can look for hair, whatever you want to do. Nobody has been in that blind since the day that I seen Bigfoot.
Determined to get to the bottom of the mystery, the Marine veteran Billy Humphrey returned to his deer blind.
So I went up. I knew I had raccoons that I caught on trail cam a couple times up there, so I thought I'd eliminate them. So went up on the hill, set a mining light up as high as I can reach. I'm 5'10", so say 8.5 off the ground. I put it on a post, stuck it in the ground. And that night, first night I set up there, I texted my wife. I said, it is really eerie up here. And she was like, well, maybe a bear has moved here. I said, yeah. I said, maybe. But I said, I've never had a bear make me feel like this. I said, there's just something. Something's not right. It wasn't, I would say, within the hour. I heard something coming from around my neighbor's property on the backside of my blind. And as it approached my blind, it was heavy, you know, unlike a bear, deer, anything like that. It ended up standing behind my blind for a while. I'd say 15, 20 minutes, never moved. And as it walked toward my house because it split my blind in the light. So as it walked through, I watched the silhouette of it block the food out. So this thing had to be at least 8, 8.5. But at this point, I'm still thinking a bear will stand up. That's what I was thinking. You know, I had peanut butter out. He might have got a whiff of it. He stood up in front of the light. So that's what I went with. Never in a million years dreamed what I was going to get 2 days later.
During that experience, you're sitting up in your deer blind in the tree?
No, I'm on the ground. I didn't even have my blind zipped up. So this, it had to see me. When it's not zipped, it spreads a foot probably apart.
And you could feel like kind of its presence behind you?
It was most eerie feeling. It was just, you just knew something. It must have been our instinct. Our human instinct that if something wasn't right.
Wow.
I felt uncomfortable, very uncomfortable.
And I mean, it'd be dangerous even if it was just a bear or.
Because
those things are deadly. I mean, you had your rifle with you, right?
Actually, I had a crossbow. It wasn't rifle season.
Ooh.
That's what made it even worse.
I mean, even if it were a bear, right? At the same time. I mean,
right. Because I've had numerous people call me and they're like, why didn't you shoot it? You know, when I got the picture of it. It's bad enough shooting a bear with a crossbow. You better hope you hit it right. I couldn't imagine shooting something like that, what he's going to do. You know what I mean?
Well,
I mean, you'd have to be an idiot to do that. This wasn't going to happen.
No doubt. That wasn't the last time you'd experienced that. You went back and you brought your wife this next time.
I told her, let's just sit in a blind. Let's just sit up here and see maybe, you know, whatever come by, maybe it's a bear and we can catch it right before dark and see what's eating all this food. So we got inside the blind. I zipped it up and I had made this custom, basically like a stand to hold my crossbow, you know, to hold it steady, you know, and I just built it and I put screws in it and hung my calls and my black rack and all that stuff off of it. And I'm adjusting those. We've been in there 15 minutes, something like that. And I'm adjusting them. And she goes, oh my God, there he is. And I was like, who? She said, Bigfoot. I still didn't turn around. I was still adjusting. I said, you're crazy. She said, no, I'm serious. Look. When I looked, he was looking right at me. And the thing that was so intriguing about this thing, not only was his size, but the fact that I've never seen a Bigfoot picture anywhere that had the blonde hair under his eyes. He had like blonde, real light around his nose and under his nose, which was, that's the thing that I seen every time I talk about it, the thing I bring up is, that was a unique trait on him. Besides the size. The size was unbelievable how big he was. And the fact, when I took the picture that I sent to you, he has already started turning. So he stood there long enough for me to grab, my cell phone was in between me and her. I set it down when I got in the blind. I picked it up, I swiped it, and the original picture, I just kind of aimed it toward him as he's turning. I snapped the picture. Thank God I got a picture of him before he turned completely around that tree. So if you look at the picture, you can see his forearm. He's already started swaying to turn to go back where he came from. We never heard him walk up. So that's the thing about this, is how stealthy. It would make sense now how people don't hear him or see him. For him to come all the way up on us like that within 60 yards, and us not even know he was there. he was there watching us.
Because you didn't hear him would indicate to you that it was some kind of creature other than a bear or...
Oh, yeah, it was. No, it wasn't a bear. No, this thing... Like, when I tell this story, I'd never open up with, I seen Bigfoot. I tell them, I'm going to show you a picture. I'm going to tell you what I seen. You make up your own mind on what it is.
Hmm.
And what's funny is, I would say probably 60, 70% of the people I show that picture to, the first thing that comes out of their mind is ape. They say it looks like a big gorilla.
Now coming up, we'll examine that photo even further and hear more details about this Marine veteran's encounter with Bigfoot.
And the crazy thing about it, just while I'm thinking about it, is when it walked off, it let out a howl, hard to explain, like a woo. Almost like if you have a car goes by, you blaring the system and you feel the bass out of it. You could feel the power in that.
That's ahead on CBS Eye on Veterans. Welcome back to CBS Eye on Veterans. I'm your host, Navy veteran Phil Briggs. Now, in our last segment, we heard about a Bigfoot sighting from Billy Humphrey in West Virginia. In the fall of 2019, the former Marine who grew up hunting in the woods and has worked with military canines says he photographed a creature that he can't explain.
The thing that was so intriguing about this thing not only was his size, but the fact that I've never seen a Bigfoot picture anywhere that had the blonde hair under his eyes.
But the experience has changed his life.
I went from not believing in some mythical creature like that to seeing one physically. It's completely flip-flopped beliefs in everything.
We'll return to the part of the conversation where we look to describe the grainy image, but peculiar subject that he captured on a cell phone.
It's not the highest resolution photo, but you can sort of see if you look sort of to like the left third of the photograph, there's you know, the tree, there's like a tree trunk, several tree trunks right there. And to the right of it does appear to be something black, dark fur.
Yeah, there's different filters. That's one that I sent off to have the pixels fixed on it. I sent it off to a guy and paid him over the internet to fix the pixels so it's a little bit better. You got to imagine, I took this with an LG phone at 60 yards. So even with an iPhone, we even went up there, had a researcher come up, and he took a picture from the same area. And even with his phone, a real nice phone, it was still the same situation.
Describe the body position of this creature. Again, I'm looking at it from about 60 yards away, trees everywhere. But next to this right. One tree trunk, how exactly is he positioned in that photo?
You're only seeing from about the top of his thigh, waist area. He's actually standing kind of over a hill a little bit like a berm. But if you look, you can see the big cone head, which was a big thing that I tell people. He had a huge head. But you can see the cone part of his head. You can see the light part under his eyes, which is blonde. If you do the regular filter or filter it more of a brown, you can see really see the blonde hair on it. If you look down, you can see the barrel part of his chest. And if you go down a little bit more right his waist, you'll see his forearm is out to the side. You can see he's already has his arm bent where he's turning to walk back. So if you look, you can see the forearm to the side, down around where the quad is. I didn't believe in it, and I sat on this picture for 5 months. And the only reason I come out with this picture, first of all, I knew I was going to get ridiculed, which actually flipped. I figured it was going to be bad, but it actually opened a lot of eyes. But I come out with the picture because I can't stand watching these videos of these people hoaxing, these people saying they're catching this stuff on trail cam, and you can obviously tell that it's not real. After seeing the real thing, the only video that I've seen yet on YouTube or anywhere that even matches what we've seen, and she agrees with me on it, is the Gimlin Patterson field. When that thing walked and turned as it's walking and looked back, the arm swinging, that's exactly what this thing did when it walked off the hill. Now, the difference between that one and what we've seen, that one was kind of, if you look at that one, that was short and kind of fat, I guess you would say. I don't know. But the one we've seen was just incredibly muscular, just massive.
Mm.
It gets chills every time I talk about it because I didn't, no way in this world. I've been through woods all my life. I've hunted all my life. I've never believed in it. I laughed. She said she's seen it before. I laughed at her. I mean, the same reaction that I'm receiving now. I mean, it's completely flipped my life. I mean, I went from not believing in some mythical creature like that to seeing one physically. And the crazy thing about it, just while I'm thinking about it, is when it walked off, it let out a howl, whoop, hard to explain, like a and it was so loud, and she could tell you, almost like if you have a car goes by, you blaring the system and you feel the bass out of it, you could feel the power in that. Just unbelievable. I mean, it's hard to even put into words what we've seen.
That is awesome, Billy. I love the vivid description there. You not only saw it, were able to snap a real quick photo with it with your phone, but as you looked around the area, tell me what else you found on the ground.
Where the food plot is, we went back up. It took me a while to go back up there. It took me, I'd say, a month and a half, 2 months before I went back up there. And when I did, in the middle of the food plot where I put all the food and stuff, it's real soft. And it's where the deer are constantly digging it up and everything. But I got a footprint. It is 17 and a half inches long. And at the front, right where the toes, where the fatter part of the foot is 8.5 inches wide. So we're casting. I got a researcher that's coming up, and we're going to cast it. I've got it covered up now. He went up there, and he found all kinds of positive sign of Bigfoot, how they bend trees in a certain line as markers. He found trees that were bent and broke, and they were in a straight line, which is crazy. I never noticed them before.
Did you notice, like, toes, or did you notice?
Yeah, it's got just like ours, just big.
Wow.
Just big. And that's why I see, when I see a lot of the pictures of the flat ones with the big toes, that's not what mine looks. Mine looks just like ours. It's got five toes, and it's just a big foot, just a big version of ours.
Now, this also attracted the attention, as you just mentioned, of researchers. Share with me who's been up to visit you and what they've seen.
Les O'Dell is a researcher. He's been up here. He brought a lady with him that's a researcher. They went all over the property, and they found all kinds of signs. Actually showed me stuff that now I go on videos on YouTube now, and I see them now that's on my property. I've got two guys, Spider, and I can't remember the other guy's name. They're coming down on the third. They have a big podcast, and they're coming down just by the story. They never believed in Bigfoot or not, but the story intrigued them enough to come down, scheduled to come down for a couple of days. So, I mean, it's opened a lot of eyebrows. I've had people call. I know North Carolina, some news outlets down there did my story, and that's not what I wanted it for. Like I said, I didn't do it for money. I didn't do it for fame. I could care less about any of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's just the fact that I wanted it out there to what I seen. I know for a fact there is something on two legs that is massive, that walks like we do. And I think the government knows a little bit more. There's just no way. And like I told Dan, and people asked me, what would you do if you found him? What would you do? Would you kill him? I said, no. Actually, to be honest with you, I wouldn't tell you where he was. You couldn't shoot him. He looks just like me and you. It's like a man. I mean, it'd be like going up and killing a man for no reason.
What have you heard from your local neighbors and stuff? Obviously, you can't be the first generation of people that have experienced this phenomenon. What do the other folks in town say? Or have you heard other legendary stories?
Not so much here. Nothing around this area. My wife seen one at Babcock on a power line going through the mountain. She seen one in the middle of a power line. You know, I didn't believe that, too. I laughed at her at that. But it makes sense now because they say they use power lines as guide, like markers, trails. So it makes sense that she said she's seen it on a power line.
Wow.
But since I've come out, I've had people everywhere hitting me up on Instagram with their story, sending me pictures of their trail cam pictures, just afraid to come out because they're afraid to get made fun of. And because I stepped up, now everybody's starting to come out with their pictures.
Wow.
And some of them are pretty legit. Some of them are really make you think, the pictures that I've got. Actually, I've got one that I'll send you when we get off here. I want you to look at.
I'd be honored to take a look at it, and I think it's amazing. I love the fact you're sharing your story so sincerely. I can't wait to follow updates on this, and I look forward to hearing from you again this deer season.
Absolutely. Anything new I hear, I'll let you know.
Now, to see the photographs that we discussed, you can find them at connectingvets.com. Just search in the menu for the audio section, and in the drop-down, look for CBS Eye on Veterans. Now, I'm not sure of a lot of things, but I am certain that Billy Humphrey is a good Marine veteran who is not trying to get one over on me. And I'm also sure that I'll be looking for great American military veterans with great stories to tell. And I'll share them with you next week on CBS Eye on Veterans.
Eye on Veterans Weekend has been presented by University of Maryland Global Campus. Choose from 90-plus programs and specializations to accelerate your military or civilian career. And find out how our dedicated military and veteran advisors can help you navigate your benefits to save you time and money. University of Maryland Global Campus. Find out how we're made for you. Visit umgc.edu.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.